Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Ayin Ches. We are starting Ayin Zayin Amud Beis with a brand new perek. And the Vilna source of daf is Nun Vav Amud Beis on the top with a brand new perek. And today's daf is sponsored Lilui Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Baser Yaakov Meisha Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says as follows: Elu Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Ubeis Hill B'Suda. The following things are a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill, how to act at a suda. We're going to have a number of mishnayos which we have machlokes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. First thing is in regards to Friday night. Beis Shammai Amir Beis Shammai says Mevarch Al Yom. First, we make a bracha on the day and then afterwards on wine. Ubeis Hill says, first, we make a bracha on wine and then on the day. Now, what does that mean, bracha on the wine and on the day? So, we know the Friday night kiddush is comprised of two different brachas. We have to make a bar priyagafen on the wine, and we also have to make a bracha on the day. So, the machlokes Beis Shammai's Hill is what bracha comes first. Beis Shammai says that if the bracha on the day comes first, then the bracha on wine, Beis Hill says it's the opposite. So, the Gemara tells us, what's Beis Shammai's reason? So, we have two different reasons. Number one is Shekedushas Hayoim the Kedusha of the day, the holiness of Shabbos day, that's what causes the wine to come. It's because of the holiness and the Kedusha of Shabbos that we're going to be making Kiddush. So first we make the bracha on the day, and then we're going to say Hagafen. And the second reason is Ukfar Neschai B'Kedushas Hayayim Ad Shaloi B'Hayayin. One was already chayiv in the Kedusha of the day before the wine came. The moment Shabbos is ushered in, a person is automatically chayiv to make Kiddush. He's chayiv to be Mekadesh the day, but we know that he doesn't make Kiddush right away. He goes to Shol and he davens, and only once he comes home for the Suda, then he's going to make Kiddush. So a person already had a chayiv to make Kiddush before the wine was brought, so that's why he's going to make Kiddush first. He's going to say the bracha on the day, and then he's going to make a bar pragafen. The Gemara continues, Mata Mohind Beis Hillel. What's Beis Hillel's reasoning? So for Beis Hillel, we have two reasons as well. Number one is Shayayayin Garm Kedushas Hayom Shetei Omer. It's the wine that causes the Kedusha of the day to be said. Without wine, we're not going to say Kiddush. A person's not just going to open up a bencher at his meal and start saying Kiddush without a cup of wine. So really, the wine is the key over here, so we're going to say the bracha on the wine first. Ayin Chasamad Alpha on the top, Davar Acher. Another reason is Hayayin Tadir Ukedusha Ena Tadira. Wine is more common than Kiddush. A person will have wine during the week. A person's only going to make Kiddush Friday night and Yontif night as well. And we know that there's a halacha, Tadir Vashayne Tadir, Tadir Kaidem, that if we have two things to do. One is more common, one is less common, so we're going to do the more common thing first, and that's how we're going to make a bracha on the wine before making a bracha on the day. So we continue analyzing this. Amar Rabbi Yosi says, Medivrei Shneihen, from both of them we learn that Yain veHavdalah, when we have wine and Havdalah, meaning on Matzei Shabbos, when we have to make the bracha on wine, and we have to make Havdalah, meaning we have to say Hamad Mikash L'chol Ben Arlechai Shech, so on and so forth. So according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Hayayin Kodem, the bracha on the wine is going to come first. And why is that? So first we explain Beis Shammai. Klum Tamahin de Beis Shammai Elo Shekedushas Hayayim Garmel Yain Shiyavai. Doesn't Beis Shammai say that the reason why we're going to make Kiddush first and then we're going to make a bracha on the wine is because the Kiddush of the day causes the wine to be here in the first place? And that's the first reason of Beis Shammai. So Vekan, over here in regards to Havdalah, Hayol V'loy Havdalah Garmel Liayin Shiyavai, it's not Havdalah that causes the wine to be here, so Ayayin Kaidem, it's the wine that comes first. And what does that mean that on Matzei Shabbos, Havdalah doesn't cause the wine to come? Because we know that Havdalah is made because it's ushering in the new week. But we know the reason why we say it over wine is because of Kavod Shabbos, Anur Shabbos, which is leaving. So therefore, the wine would come first and not Havdalah. And Rabbi Yosi continues to explain Beis Hillel. And Klum Tama in the Beis Hillel, Elosha Hayayin Tadir Ukedusha Eina Tadira, isn't Beis Hillel's reason on Friday night that we're going to say the bracha on the wine before Kiddush is because wine is Tadir and Kiddush is not Tadir. And the Khan over here, Matzei Shabbos, Hayol Vahayayin Tadir, Vahavdalah Eina Tadira, since wine is more Tadir and Havdalah is not, as we said, it's more common to drink wine than it is to make Havdalah, so Hayayin Kaidem, according to Beis Hillel as well, on Matzei Shabbos, the bracha on wine is going to come before the bracha of Havdalah. Now, Amar Rav Manah says exact opposite. Medivrei Shneihen, from both of them, we can learn that Yayin Vahavdalah on Matzei Shabbos, when we have to make a bracha on the wine and we have to make Havdalah, Havdalah Kaidemes. The bracha on Havdalah comes first. Why is that? Klum Tamahin de Beis Shammai, Elashek Farnus Chayab Gdushas Hayayim, Ad Shaloi Bahayayin. Doesn't Beis Shammai say on Friday night that the reason why we're going to make a bracha on the day before the wine is because the Kedusha of the Yayim came before the wine came? And that's Beis Shammai's second reasoning. The Kanan over here, Hayovin is Chayab Havdalah, Ad Shaloi Bahayayin, since a person is Chayab to make Havdalah before wine came, so Havdalah Kademas, the bracha on Havdalah, comes before the bracha on the wine. And Klum Tamahin de Beis Hillel, Elash Hayayin, Gram Gdushas Hayayim, Shete Omer, isn't Beis Hillel's reasoning Friday night that we're going to say the the bracha on the wine first before Kiddush is because the wine causes the Kiddusha to be said. As we said, if we don't have wine Friday night, we're not going to say Kiddush. And that's Beis Hillel's first reasoning. V'kanan over here, Hoyel v'ein hayayin garm la'avdala shetei omer, since wine doesn't cause avdala to be said, if a person doesn't have wine, he could still say avdala. He could say it on beer. He doesn't have to say it on wine. So therefore, avdala kodemes, the bracha on avdala comes first, and he would not make the bracha on wine first. Now, Amar Rab Zeira comments on this, midivrei shnehen, meaning from Rabbi Yosi and from Amana, we learn, mavdilin b'lo yayin, a person can make avdala without wine. And ve'in mekadshin el b'yayin, a person cannot make kiddush except with wine. Now, the Gemara just clarifies, he dated Rab Zeira, that's Rab Zeira's opinion, Rab Zeira Amar, because Rab Zeira says, mavdilin al sheikhar, that we are able to make avdala on beer, vazlinin menatar la'atar mishum kiddusha, but one has to go from his place to another because of kiddush. According to Rab Zeira, if a person does not have wine Friday night, he's not able to make kiddush over bread. He has to go from where he is to a different house. According to some others, he might even have to travel a far distance in order to hear kiddush over wine. Now, something similar, Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Nehigin Taman, they have a minig over there in Bavel, the Bamakam She'en Yayin, if it's a place where they don't have wine, there are places in Bavel where they didn't have wine. So Shlech Tzibur Ovir Lefnei Ateva, the Shlech Tzibur remains where he is after Shemayna Esrei Friday night, Va'aymer Bracha Achas Me'en Sheva, and he says one bracha, which is a condensed version of the seven brachas of Shemayna Esrei, V'chaisam, and he concludes, B'makadish Yisrael V'esrei Mashabas. Now, how does this help for Kiddush? So we know that Midai Raisa, a person is Yotzei Kiddush by talking about Shabbos in Shemayna Esrei. And Midrabanan, when we go back home, we're supposed to say Kiddush again over wine. Now, in certain places in Bavel, as we just mentioned, we have this issue because we don't have wine at home. So what are the people who are illiterate and who don't know how to daven, what are they supposed to do regarding Kiddush? If we were dealing with Shachris or Mincha, so we know there's Chazar Sashat, they would be able to be Yotzei the Chiv of Tefillah with Chazar Sashat. But we know that with Ma'ariv, there's no Chazar Sashat, and it's in Ma'ariv that we have this bracha that they're going to be Yotzei the Kiddush with. So what are these Amaratzim who don't know how to daven supposed to do regarding Kiddush Friday night? So that's where Rabbi Yosi Rabun is telling us, that it's in these situations the Chazan is going to repeat shortened version of Shemayna Esrei, which we have the minig to repeat anyway in every kehila, no matter what, which is Magen Avos Bedvarim Mechayim Mesma Amaray, and that's a bracha achas me'ein sheva, that's a shortened version of all the seven brachas of Shemayna Esrei, and it concludes Mekadosh Yisrael V'Siyam HaShabbos, and that's considered Kiddush for those Amaratzim. So now that we have our opinion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel clear, the Gemara continues, V'kasha al Beis Shammai, we have a problem with Shitas Beis Shammai, but Leili Shabbos Hechavida, on Friday night, what's he supposed to do in the following situation? Haya Yoshev Oichel Be'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he started a Suda, he's sitting and eating, V'chashcha Leili Shabbos, and now it got dark, it's Friday night. And he only has one cup of wine. So he has to bench on that wine, but he also has to say Kiddush. Now, what's the proper order of the brachos? At Omer Manicha L'Achar Mazon, you're probably going to say that he should leave it until after the meal, U'mishalshal Kulam Olav. Mishalshal means to link. He should link all the brachos, meaning Birch Samazon and Kiddush, to this cup of wine. Why would you say that? Well, that's because he surely has to wait till after he finishes eating in order to make Birch Samazon on this cup. So he's going to say Birch Samazon and Kiddush as well on the same cup of wine. And we know that he's going to do something similar in Matzei Shabbos, as we're soon going to see, but we have a problem. Ein chasam beis on top, manavshach. Yivar chalayoyim, if you're going to tell him to make a bracha on the day first, meaning he should be mekadei Shabbos first, well, that's a problem, because hamazon kaidem, according to Beis Shammai, he should first say brach samazon. As we know in Shitas Beis Shammai, everything has to go in order that the bracha came in. So first he was chayvin brach samazon, because he had started eating his meal before Shabbos, so technically he should be saying brach samazon before he makes kiddush. So you want to say yivar chalamazon, that he should make brach samazon first, but that's also a problem, because a yayin kaidem, he should really be making a bracha on the wine first. Why should he be making a bracha on the wine first? Beis Shammai says later on in Halacha Ches that at the end of a meal, when a person's benching on wine, he should first make a bracha on the wine and then he should bench. So you want to say Yivarach HaYayin, that he should make a bracha on the wine first? But Hayayim Kaidem, according to Beis Shammai, when we have wine and we have to make Kiddush, so you make Kiddush before the wine. So we're going to continue going in circles according to Beis Shammai. What's he supposed to do in this situation? So Gemara says, no problem. Nishmi'ina min Ada. Let's learn from the following. Last mission in this parak says, Balahem Yayin Achar Mazayin. Let's say wine is brought to them after the meal before Birch Samazon, Ve'en Sham Elo Yisakayis, and there's only one cup of wine. So Amar Rav Bah, Rav Bah explains that the reason why Beis Shammai holds we're supposed to make HaGafen before benching is Al Yidei Shu Bracha Ketana, since HaGafen is a very short bracha, if he's going to say Birch Samazon first, Shem Yishkach V'yishte, perhaps after Birch Samazon, he's going to forget that he didn't say HaGafen and he's going to drink from the cup of wine right away. That's why he should first make HaGafen, then bench. But over here in our situation, Bekivin Shu Mishal Shal Yidei Akayis, since he's linking all these brachas, meaning including kiddush, to this one cup of wine, so enei shechach, he's not going to forget. So therefore, to conclude, ketzad yasa al divrei Beis Shammai, what's he supposed to do according to Beis Shammai? Yivarcha al mazon tchila, first he benches, va'achkach mivarcha al yoyim, then he makes kiddush, va'achkach al yayin, and then he makes the bracha on the wine. Now moving to Beis Hillel, v'kash al divrei Beis Hillel, it's problematic with Beis Hillel as well. But matzei Shabbos hei chavida, what's he supposed to do on matzei Shabbos in the following situation? Hayyoshev ha'ochel b'Shabbos, he's eating shalosh shodis, v'chashcha matzei Shabbos, it got dark and now it's matzei Shabbos, v'ein shem el oisei ha'kais, and he only has that cup of wine, meaning he only has one cup of wine to bench and to make avdallah. At amar menicha la'achar mazon, for sure you're going to say he should save it for after the meal, u'mishal shakul and olav, and he's going to link all the brachas to this kais, meaning he's going to use his cup of wine for both benching and avdallah. Okay, that makes sense, but manavshach, we have an issue. Yivarcha al-yayin, you want him to first make a bracha on the wine, you want him to say ha'gafen, but ha'mazon kaidem, he should bench first. Because again, later on in this last halacha, halacha ches, Beis Hillel says that first we bench and then we make a bracha on the wine. So you want to say yivarcha al-mazon, that he should first bench, but haner kaidem, he should really be saying the bracha on the ner, meaning by merahel eish, before Berchas HaMazon. And that's learned from Halacha Hay in this Perek. You want to say Yivarach HaAner that he should make a Bar Mereo Eish, but Havdalah Kademes. According to the way Rav Mana explained Beis Hillel on Amud Aleph, Havdalah should come first. So over here with Beis Hillel as well, we're stuck, and it's circular. What's the proper order of Brachas over here? So I test Amud Aleph on the top, the Gemara answers Nishmiim and Adah. Let's learn from the following. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Loi Nechku Beisham Beis Hillel. Beisham Beis Hillel don't argue in regards to the following. Al Berchas HaMazon Shu Batchila. Berchas HaMazon comes first. Val Havdalah Shiba Saif. Havdalah comes all the way at the end. Again, that's when we're making Havdalah and Berchas HaMazon on the same cup. Alma Nechelku, what do Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue regarding? Al Ner V'Al B'Samim, regarding the bracha of Bayim Arayo Eish and B'Samim. She Beis Shammai, I mean Beis Shammai says B'Samim V'Achikach Ner. The first we make a bracha on B'Samim, then Ner. Beis Hillel, I mean Beis Hillel says Ma'ar V'Achikach B'Samim, first by Mereo Eish, then Besamim. Now the Gemara just pauses for a second and says, Reba Reb Yehuda. The proper girsa really is Reba B'Shem Reb Yehuda. Reb Ba says the name Reb Yehuda. Halacha Kamishu Aimer Besamim V'Achkach Ner. The halacha is like the one that says we first make Besamim, then Ner. Now it's just an aside. It would seem from here that we're passing like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel, but really the proper girsa over there is that Beis Shammai says that we're supposed to make a bracha on the Ner and then Besamim, whereas Beis Hillel that says that we make a bracha on Besamim and then Ner. So really the halacha is like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. But either which way, back to our question, so the Gemara now has an answer. So Ketzad Yasa al Divrei Beis Hillel, how is he supposed to act Matzei Shabbos when he's trying to bench for Shalosh Shodis and make Havdalah on the same cup of wine? Yivarcha al Mazon Tchila, first he benches, Va'achach Yivarcha al Yayin, then he makes a Bar Pri HaGafen, Va'achach al Aner, then he makes a Bar Merah Eish, followed by Besamim, and then Havdalah. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with another discussion of the proper order of brachas on Matzei Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.